Hello and welcome everyone to Transcend Trauma, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now online event. I am your host, Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, an illness and trauma guide, a spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm hosting this event again this year because I am devoted to supporting you to heal your past trauma, PTSD, depression, so that you can thrive now and live a life full of peace, joy, love, and to fully live your soul's purpose. So today I'm excited to share with you the wisdom of Julie Schiffman. We are going to be diving into the topic from trauma to triumph, how tapping can heal your emotional wounds. So for those of you that are new, Julie is an MSW, an internationally recognized expert EFT practitioner. For more than 30 years, she has counseled thousands of clients, helping them break through physical and emotional barriers. Her life-changing YouTube videos have been viewed millions of times. Julie is trained in various healing modalities, but is best known for her expertise in emotional freedom techniques, EFT tapping. In her private practice, she uses various energy medicine techniques to help her clients overcome physical and emotional challenges all over the globe. So, yay. Thank you so much for being here today, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
It's so important. We were just talking before we started to record. It's so important to realize that in order to heal trauma, we need lots of tools. And I have found for myself, and I know you have mentioned it as well, that, you know, being able to feel empowered, because so many of us with those traumas felt so disempowered and so powerless. So having tools that can help us to heal ourselves, I think, is a really important piece to healing trauma.
So important.
So yes, tell us, for those that are new to EFT tapping, can you explain to us what that is
and Absolutely.
What that looks like?
Absolutely. When I first started tapping about 30 years ago, nobody knew what it was. So if you can only imagine, I would tell people, oh, just do this tapping thing and it'll help you get better. And people looked at me like I had, you know, three heads. But tapping is really an incredible stress management tool that anybody can use at any time. And it really is. It can be simple. It is effective. It is a quick way to ease pain and emotions, which could be creating a challenge in any of our lives. You know, we all have challenges in our lives each and every day. And so tapping is something that we can use on the fly. We can use it in the moment. We can use it an hour later. We can use tapping anytime, anywhere. So it is a combination of acupressure and modern psychology that works to physically alter our brain, our energy system, and our body all at once. And so the practice consists of, as I showed, it's just this really gentle tapping on particular meridian points on our body, which are just energy pathways in our body. And while we're doing that, we're talking through pain or problems or particular emotions. And this process can help to relieve physical symptoms and also emotions as well. So the bottom line is, So the bottom line is that it helps to reduce stress and pain and just about any challenge you can think of. But what we're really talking about today is how to use tapping to transform past trauma in our life, right? And to acknowledge and honor what you've been through with grace. That's so important when we're dealing with trauma, and also allow for transformation and healing in a way that helps you to feel grounded and helps you to feel supported. Because trauma work, as we know, I know you know, that it can be really overwhelming at times, and it can be uncomfortable to really dive into old memories and things that have happened in the past. And tapping is one of the most gentle ways that I know of to help support others on their healing journey. And so I use it with my clients. I use it for myself. I've made tapping videos about it that have been helpful to other people. And it really is just it's just a really great modality.
Well, and I'm just thinking too, so when you're working with people, I'm sure like me, when you're working with people, we are on a daily basis, we are getting triggered, and we are, you know, we're getting triggered oftentimes unconsciously. The thing that's triggering us is linked to something, a trauma in the past. So to have this tool that helps you to deal with something, like you said, Let's say you get triggered right now and you can take some time, or you said maybe an hour later, to use this. And then knowing that it's also helping to heal that past trauma as well, even if we're not going directly into it. But I'm guessing that this tool does both. You can either, you know, what's happening right now, or you could go back and say, oh, I want to tap on this specific trauma. So I'm hearing you could probably do both with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it's highly encouraged. Even, you know, if there are things that are getting, that are triggering you right now today, you know, sometimes tapping on those things right now will help you remember something that happened before that might be linked to it. And then we might go back and tap on those things. So to me, it's always a win-win, because no matter when you choose to tap, you're tapping not only what's happening in the present moment, but most likely things that have happened in the past as well that have sort of linked it together.
So when people are doing the tapping, and obviously you have videos and you teach people how to do that, how long does the session usually last? How long does the tapping session? And I know there's probably variable, but that, yeah, I'm just curious about that.
It's totally a variable. So, I mean, I've had some people tap, let's say you have a headache, and tapping works really well for physical pain and that sort of thing. And so, you could start tapping for pain that you're experiencing. Maybe it's a headache, a neck pain, a back pain, whatever it is. And sometimes people will say, we'll call it a 1 minute wonder, because you'll just go through it and it'll just go right through and you'll be like, wow, I feel so much better. I did it one time. I feel so much better. And other times, if we're dealing with trauma, if we're dealing with other, you know, chronic illness, disease, all, you know, we use tapping for everything and anything. You know, we say try it on everything, because you really can try it for everything. But depending on what the issue is, sometimes it can obviously take a lot longer. So like a session that I would have with a client is an hour long. Does it mean that everything's going to get resolved in 1 hour? No, it depends. You know, maybe if we're working
most
with a
traumas,
phobia.
Probably not.
No, probably not. Yeah, right.
I wish.
So it really does. Right. It really does depend. It depends on the person. It depends on where they are in their healing journey. Yeah. It depends on what's sort of at the root of all of this. It depends on lots of different factors. But tapping, even if you have a very more complicated background with maybe more trauma, or consider yourself to be someone who has a considerable amount of trauma, tapping in the moment can still be very calming, very relaxing in the moment. So you may not be resolving everything that's happened in the past, but when you do it in the moment, it really is, it frees up so much space to not only feel better in your body and to release tension in your body, reduce cortisol levels in your body, but also to create a space to be curious about what else could be. You know, instead of the constant judgment of what is right or wrong or good or bad, it creates a space of like, I'm going to be more curious about this and just notice like these feelings that I'm having are more or less interesting. And it's interesting to see what's coming up. You know, it just creates a space for more compassion for ourselves and more awareness and some kindness for ourselves as we go through this process. Because again, as you know, with trauma, it's very easy to feel guilty, feel shame, feel powerless, feel hopeless. You know, there's so many feelings that come up around it. And so tapping really helps to neutralize all those feelings.
Well, too, I'm just thinking, you know, for most of us to be able to even go and do the deeper healing work, we have to have our nervous system, you know, like you're saying, it helps to soothe the nervous system. And, you know, we can't even really go to do deeper healing if our nervous system is, you know, all jacked up, right? We just don't even have the space for that.
Absolutely. So, and that's one of the things, you know, with tapping, because you can even just go through and you can like tap, and I've got a tapping video on just tap and breathe. If you don't know what to say, because a lot of times people get sort of caught up on the, I don't know what to say.
That was going to be where I was going to go next, right?
Yes. So tapping and breathing can even just be a way to like, you know, let's just get centered. Let's get into a space of just like, this is your time right here, right now. You're safe, you know, and just relaxation. I mean, the act of tapping moves energy in your body that has been blocked. And so to move that energy through and not even understanding how or why it happens by doing this tapping can sometimes be enough to just have you from being like an intensity 0 to 10. You might be at like an 8 or a 9, feeling anxious, feeling restless, or feeling upset. And doing a couple rounds of the tapping, it's not going to change the situation of what's going on around you, but it certainly can change the way that you see it and the way that you respond to it.
I think that's a really important piece. Again, because when we have so much unresolved trauma that, you know, we are so easily triggered during the day, like just by little things. And so to just, again, to bring that, to have that tool to bring that nervous system down. And the other thing that's coming up too, I don't think you mentioned it, but a lot of people are disassociated because of their traumas.
Yes.
And so I think something like tapping, where you're actually touching the body, I think that can help us to be more in our body. And it and I believe that we can't fully heal trauma unless we are in our body, right? We've got to feel it to heal it. Like if we're out there, we're not doing that, right?
Right. And so, yes, so tapping, yes, will make you more aware of being in your body. And one of the things I tell people often to do is, you know, if you are feeling triggered in the moment, where do you feel that in your body? Like, that's always such a big question. Where is that in your body? You know, are you feeling fluttery feelings in your stomach? Is your, you know, is your chest feeling tight? Maybe your muscles feel really tight. Maybe you're feeling stressed somewhere else, you know, maybe a headache or something like that. So I always want people to identify, because then it brings you back into your body and not somewhere out there. And actually, how I found tapping, was because I used to have severe panic attacks, like really bad panic attacks in my, when was this? Mid-90s, I think. And I was a social worker. I was doing therapy with students in a high school. And all of a sudden, I started getting panic attacks and really did feel out of my body, like completely out of my body, and didn't know at the time what was causing it. Just knew that, you know, here I am supposed to be helping these students who are struggling with anxiety and depression and all sorts of things. And here I am having a panic attack and trying to cover it up and that sort of thing. And so thankfully, I had, you know, people who sort of guided me and helped me in a certain way. And then I found tapping in a different way. But what I found with tapping is that for anybody who experiences anxiety, and I think in this day and age, you
Everyone,
know, everyone, right? I think, you
whether
know, there's
you're
a
aware of it or not,
spectrum.
right?
Exactly. I think there's a spectrum. There's people who obviously suffer with the panic attacks and that sort of thing. And then there's also people who have lower grade depending. But I think everybody has some level of stress and anxiety. And so tapping really does help to bring you back into your body and just be there in the moment. And then you can deal with what's happening in the moment a lot more effectively than when you're panicking and you're completely like out of your body and on another planet.
Yeah, really hard to make decisions from, you know, a
Yes.
place of panic and fear and, you know,
Right.
when you're caught up in that. So what happens in our body when we experience trauma?
So a lot of what we talked about already, when we experience trauma in any form, the amygdala, which is the emotional response center of the brain, starts to take mental pictures. It's almost like a camera. It's like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And it only takes a millisecond, but it actually stores the entire memory. It stores the what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. And then your brain can become overactive and stay in a state of hypervigilance and stress. And then we might go into fight or flight or freeze, which makes it difficult for the stress to actually leave our body, especially if we begin to associate, as you were talking about before, right? And that happens for survival purposes. And sometimes the nervous system can get stuck in the on position. So it leaves us feeling like we are hypervigilant. We're in a constant state of being alert and aware, which is a constant state of feeling anxious, right? Or worried, having to stay, you know, sort of one step ahead, you know, to ward off any danger. And this causes our body to be in a state of maladaptive stress, which is the excessive response to stress. even when there may be little or no stress around us. So imagine just sitting on the couch and watching television, or but you're feeling so anxious, and you can look around the room and you can say, okay, I know I'm safe here. I know I'm safe, but I'm not feeling safe. So when something is seemingly threatening to us, it sets off the amygdala, sounds off the alarms that something isn't safe. And we're stuck in that maladaptive state. When we're stuck there for too long, it can lead to anxiety, it can lead to disorders, depression, fatigue, it can lead to health problems. And going back to those pictures that your brain takes in a moment of trauma, your body will remember that trauma, even if you don't, right? Even if you don't
Oh,
remember it, your body
absolutely.
will remember it and try to process it when it thinks that you're in danger, even if you're not. So here's where tapping comes in, or any other healing modality, but today we're talking about tapping. We can actually tap on old trauma, old wounds, past betrayals, abandonment, abuse, memories that all can keep us stuck or even sick. And this is mental, emotional, physical, any of these challenges that anybody may experience in their life. It essentially does come down to the nervous system and how it has been protecting us for so long. And so tapping really helps to create a healing and awareness so that you can neutralize the feelings, neutralize the emotions, neutralize the old pictures, so that you really don't experience it anymore.
Well, so when they flash up now, then it's, it doesn't have the same response.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, it's so interesting. While I'm doing this event, I'm actually having a symptom flare. GI is one of my, so interesting. People are like, well, you healed MS. I'm like, yes. And I believe, at least from my perspective, from my own experience and then with my clients, that whatever symptom is like the furthest back, right, might take a little bit longer. So my GI symptom I've had since I was maybe even in utero, I don't know, but definitely as an infant. And so I'm on another healing another layer of it right now, and so it's really active. So I'm curious,
Interesting.
I could be
Yeah.
your guinea pig today as to give people a little bit of an experience. So
Sure.
and a lot of my clients have, I'm sure a lot of people listening here, GI issues are huge when it comes to
Oh,
trauma.
yeah. Absolutely.
You know, even if you've got other things as well, it seems like GI is really big. So from that perspective, what would you do? How would you recommend that I work with healing those GI symptoms
Yeah.
and the traumas that are related to those? And I do know what the traumas are. I know maybe not
You
everybody
do.
does, but
Okay.
I do. Yeah,
Okay. Okay.
I do. So there was physical abuse,
Okay.
both what I was fed,
Yeah.
which messed up my system, but
Okay.
also, other physical abuse having to do with going to the bathroom and, and
Yes.
getting punished for that.
Yes.
So that sort of thing is part of it, is part of it. So yeah, I'm curious, how would you instruct me to do tapping for something like that,
Sure.
if you're willing?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, for that type of situation, we would go through and we would do tapping for, I mean, I'd like to do a round of tapping here today. I was going to make it more
Yeah,
general.
please.
I'm happy to do it, with you also. But I would look at, those things that, we always start out with a statement such as, even though this thing happened, even though I have a headache, even though I was fed foods that were not good for my digestive system or for my health, I love and accept myself, or I honor and accept myself. And then we sort of go through and we do this process of telling the truth. And what I mean by that is that you tell everything that you know. You go through, you kind of tap through these points and on everything that you know about that sort of that situation and that thing that happened.
You're talking it out as you're tapping.
Yes. And then at some point we shift it into something more positive. So, like, do you have stomach pain right now? Or stomach something, stomach upset, or
Yeah, it's like discomfort and blood. Yeah, there's a lot. Yes.
okay.
It's
Okay.
a Crohn's flare.
That's, oh, you have Crohn's. Okay. Okay. Got it.
Another autoimmune.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
right, because and we almost have to say I mean, it's a hard thing to do when we're struggling with health related issues, but when I was being facetious when I said thank you, but on another hand, it's like this is a way for you to heal your past, right?
Yeah,
It's a
you
way for you
know.
to look at it and say, through this, I am able to heal these things that happened.
Absolutely. Even that, I can still get frustrated, but I am able to turn it and I'm worried and in fear sometimes still. But then
Sure.
yes, reminding ourselves, I'm glad you brought up that point, that everything that's coming up now is an opportunity to heal a deeper layer.
Yes.
Like I wouldn't have addressed this. And again, it's funny that it's happening while I'm doing this event. Of course, the
Of
flare.
course. Yeah.
Of course it is. And then I get lots of support to heal it, right? With all of
There you
these
go.
different modalities.
How genius on your part. Yeah.
But you know, it's I knew before the memories with, you know, what I was fed, but then also some other deeper memories came in, and really it had to do with DNA. It was fascinating that it was passed on, you know,
Interesting.
and so not only my own experience, but passed on from my father's side of the family.
Interesting.
And their traumas, right? So I'm saying that because, like with any tool, we need to remember this helps all of it, whether it's this
Absolutely.
lifetime, past
Yes.
lives, or
Yes.
DNA. It's like it's getting it
Absolutely.
all. It's getting it all.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's what's so cool. It's all about energy, right? And energy is never, I mean, it can be disruptive, but energy is always in the flow to some degree. And so if you're able to, in this modality and tapping, moving the energy through, then you're continuing that process of letting go of the energy, not only, as you said, not only the energy of what's happening right here in this moment, but the energy of what's happened with our ancestors and with, anything inherited and DNA and what's passed up and down the line. So it's just a gift that just keeps on giving in so many ways. And I always say it's a win-win. I brought it up at the beginning. It is a win-win because you're not only addressing the mental emotional component, but you're always, always also addressing what's going on in a physiological level. So you've got it, the mental, emotional, and the physical, and the spiritual too, if you bring that in. But it's even if it's just some pain like a headache or something like that, like a tension headache or something, when you're tapping on it, you're not only addressing the stress, but you are opening up the energy and the communication in your nervous system and all parts of your body to just release it and let it go. And so it really does work wonders. But getting back to you for a minute, if there are specific memories, if in light of the fact that you have specific memories, those are things that you would want to go back on and tap on specific memories. Tapping, you can tap on a symptom, you can tap on a thought, you can tap on an awareness of some sort, and you can tap on memories. And so you can sort of get a picture or an image in your mind of what this memory might be. And go through that process, even though this happened to me, even though I remember when this happened or that happened, if it's too painful, you don't have to go back and do every, specifically. I do want to mention here that, although tapping is very much promoted as a self-help tool, when we're dealing with trauma, I think this is really important. When we're dealing with trauma, it is very, very important that, if it feels overwhelming, please reach out to a practitioner, reach out to somebody who is an expert in working with trauma, because they're not all therapists and definitely not ourselves. We're not always equipped to deal with our own trauma when trying to heal. And so you really want to reach out to someone who can hold a space for you, someone who is safe for you, someone who has compassion, and someone that won't re-traumatize you. And so tapping can work really well in certain ways when we tap on our own. And I do recommend it. I recommend people tap on themselves all the time on a daily basis. But if you're dealing with significant trauma in your life and significant memories that are really painful and triggering for you, do not do it alone. Make sure you reach out to somebody and get some help to get the help that you need because that is really essential.
I'm glad that you said that because,
Yeah.
you know, even though we do want tools to empower ourselves, you know, I do feel working with someone on an ongoing basis is really important when you're healing deeper layers of trauma. And like you said, make sure you feel safe with that person. Make sure, you know, I think a lot of times too, and this is what re-triggers the trauma, we end up attracting people that are supposed to help us, that we want to help us, and they have a lot of the qualities maybe of one of the people that actually traumatized us or was involved in the trauma. So we got to be really careful, right?
Yes.
Right, about that, and to feel safe and to feel like we can trust that person, for sure. So yeah, let's go ahead. I would love for you to take us through a little tapping experience.
Okay. So I was thinking we would do a round of tapping for sort of balancing the nervous system and releasing trauma in a very gentle way. We're doing this in a very gentle way. So this shouldn't be triggering for anybody. If it is for some reason, you can always stop. But this is going to be a very gentle tapping sequence to take you through. Okay. So just take a big deep breath in here.
And Julie, can I add something?
Yeah.
Real quick. I'm just, this is the OT in me. That maybe it would be good for everyone to locate a symptom, right? An emotion or a feeling in the body right now, even if it might be light, and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. And then we can rate afterwards to see
absolutely
how much the tapping helped. So
absolutely.
Sorry, I just had
great
to add
idea.
That.
No, I was actually going to do just that. So that was perfect. Thank you. You were totally connected to what I was thinking. So connect to anything that might feel amiss, or, you know, some tension someplace in the body. That's usually a good place to start. Or maybe there was even some before watching this call, you know, maybe there was something that was stressful. Just connect to something that creates a little bit of stress. You know, it doesn't have to be anything major. So I'm going to tap. I would hope that you'll tap along with me, and then you'll be my echo. So repeat after me. And anybody listening and watching, you'll also repeat after me and tap on the points that we're tapping on. Okay. So when you're ready, we start on the side of the hand.
Oh, the right hand.
Either hand, it doesn't matter which one. I tap on my dominant hand, but you can, and also I should add, some people, if you've seen tapping before, you may see people doing it with two hands like this. I typically tap with one hand. You can tap with your left hand. You can tap with your right hand. You can tap with both hands, whatever feels comfortable for you. But you'll see me tapping with one hand through this, just because that's the way I like to tap. But there's no right or wrong with this. And it's very gentle. It's a very gentle tapping. It's not like, you know, we don't want to bruise ourselves, right? Exactly. And sometimes, you know, people, when we're tapping, we might be like, oh, you know, and it really gets like, you know, but you don't have to. It's actually a very gentle, you're just stimulating these points. Okay. Okay. Any other questions before we start? Okay. So we start on the side of the hand. This is where we do what we call the setup statement, which is what we perceive the problem to be. So repeat after me. Even though things have happened in my life that have been difficult or challenging.
Even though things have happened in my life that have been difficult or challenging.
And maybe it's been hard to find some peace.
And maybe it's been hard to find some peace.
I honor and accept myself.
I honor and accept myself.
And I'm open to creating peace in my life now.
And I'm open to creating peace in my life now.
Even though I may be carrying stress and tension in my body.
Even though I may be carrying stress and tension in my body.
Maybe because of things that have happened in the past.
Maybe because of things that have happened in the past.
And it's hard to move forward.
And it's hard to move forward.
I honor all of my feelings.
I honor all of my feelings.
They're valid.
They're valid.
I'm valid.
I'm valid.
And stay on this point for another second, even though it can be hard to let go and find peace.
Even though it can be hard to let go and find peace.
I'm not sure if I know how.
I'm not sure if I know how.
But I'm open to being open.
But I'm open to being open.
To creating something new for myself.
To creating something new for myself.
Feeling calmer and more relaxed in my body.
Feeling calmer and more relaxed in my body.
And we're going to tap through the points. So we start on the top of the head. I've experienced some pain in my life.
I've experienced some pain in my life.
And we're going to tap over the inner eyebrow. I've experienced challenges.
I've experienced challenges.
In the side of your eye. And I may feel that pain in my body.
And I may feel that pain in my body.
And under your eye without even knowing what it is.
Without even knowing what it is.
And under the nose. I'm still holding on to some of that pain.
I'm still holding on to some of that pain.
This pain in my body.
This pain in my body.
And the collarbone point, which is just beneath the collarbone there. Maybe I didn't know it was an option to process and heal.
Maybe I didn't know it was an option to process and heal.
And we're going to tap under the arm, which is just a few inches under the armpit. Maybe I just don't know how.
Maybe I just don't know how.
And it shows up with all sorts of feelings.
And it shows up with all sorts of feelings.
Anxiety and fear.
Anxiety and fear.
Anger.
Anger.
Hopelessness or powerlessness.
Hopelessness, powerlessness.
Maybe out of control feelings.
Maybe out of control feelings.
Sometimes my nervous system has a mind of its own.
Sometimes my nervous system has a mind of its own.
I'm just acknowledging the stress in my body.
I'm just acknowledging the stress in my body.
Regardless of where it has come from.
Regardless of where it has come from.
I'm open to feeling safe in my body now.
I'm open to feeling safe in my body now.
I'm breathing.
I'm breathing.
My body likes the way it feels when I give it some space.
My body likes the way it feels when I give it some space.
I have permission to take care of me.
I have permission to take care of me.
I'm open to relaxing.
I'm open to relaxing.
And my nervous system is getting the message.
My nervous system is getting the message.
That it's safe for me to feel calm now.
It's safe for me to feel calm now.
I'm coming back into my body.
I'm coming back into my body.
Feeling the ground beneath me.
Feeling the ground beneath me.
And even though things may feel uncertain at times.
And even though things may feel uncertain at times.
Maybe I have more power than I think I do.
Maybe I have more power than I think I do.
I have the power to create a shift in my body.
I have the power to create a shift in my body.
Starting now.
Starting now.
I'm open to finding relief.
I'm open to finding relief.
I have permission to breathe.
I have permission to breathe.
I have permission to smile.
I have permission to smile.
I am open to trusting that I am safe now.
I am open to trusting that I am safe now.
And I'm open to trusting the power inside of me.
And I'm open to trusting the power inside of me.
Feeling supported and still in my body.
Feeling supported and still in my body.
I am protected right now.
I am protected right now.
I am safe to feel good right now.
I am safe to feel good right now.
I'm open to listening to what my body needs.
I'm open to listening to what my body needs.
I am being guided towards peace and healing. Excuse
I'm being
me.
Guided towards peace and healing.
I am choosing to heal from the past.
I am choosing to heal from the past.
My nervous system is feeling calmer already.
My nervous system is feeling calmer already.
I'm ready to set myself free.
I'm ready to set myself free.
And we're going to tap the inside of the wrist together and say peace.
Peace.
Go ahead, take a big deep breath in. Excuse me. So much talking.
Well, I wasn't feeling, besides the GI issue, I was actually feeling today pretty peaceful when we started, but I can feel, so I was probably, I'm going to guess maybe a 4 anxiety level. And now maybe more like a 2. Like, so I could feel my nervous system. Like I feel, yeah, more calm.
Yeah. That's a 50% difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which
is really good. And so even though you might still have a low level there, maybe someone started at an 8, you know, and now they're down to a 4 or 3, it might not be gone, but
we want to look
it
for
creates
progress.
More space, a little bit of progress, and then you can go through it again. You know, you can, this was obviously very general. We try to be specific when we do tapping. That's really important to be specific. But for the purpose of what we're doing here, wanted to just sort of give like an idea of what it is. But yeah, but even, a 50% difference, that's a 2 is really low level.
Even if
right?
it was 1, you know, like,
Absolutely.
I mean, when we're talking about this, like these big emotions that we're, you know, working with when it comes to healing trauma, or just when you're triggered, even if you're not directly focused on healing trauma, but you're having a trigger. I think most of us growing up, we did not have healthy tools, right, to that we use. And so we learn to stuff our emotions, and our emotions can seem very scary. And so this gives a way like to talk it out and process it. And I think that, again, that tapping, you said, of the meridian points, it does something calming as
yes.
well. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That felt great. I can't wait
oh, good.
To hear from others what they just, I know it was short, but I felt it was very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think everybody, like you said, it didn't directly address a trauma, but everybody pretty much doesn't feel safe because of their past traumas.
Absolutely.
And we don't feel at peace. And so reminding ourselves while going through that, like for me, that was really powerful. So thank
yeah.
you.
Awesome. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And yeah, I mean, I think that one good thing about social media, I think these days is, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of negatives too, but one good thing I think is that there's so much of awareness, maybe even too much. I don't know if it's possible, but around, you know, mental health and that sort of thing. And that there are ways to, connect with yourself. There are ways to heal your trauma, and recognizing that emotions are not good or bad. They're just emotions. You know, you don't have the, even if you're feeling angry or feeling sad or feeling depressed, frustrated, it doesn't mean that they're bad emotions. It's just an indication. It's letting you know that there is something that is creating a challenge for you. And then if you can address it, then you can neutralize it. And if you can believe that the average life of an emotion is 90 seconds.
If you allow it.
90 seconds, if you
right.
allow it, that's right.
Yeah.
And if you don't put a story onto it, if you, you know, that's what happens, is it's like you keep replaying the stories and the dialogue and the narrative.
Yeah. And you could probably just even do tapping on the belief that emotions are bad or something, or like what, because so
absolutely.
Many people,
yeah.
right? So many people, we, you know, not only did we not learn how to be with our emotions and to work with them, but we actually, right, learned that they weren't even okay.
Right. You shut them off. Yeah.
Right.
You
like,
deny
I mean,
them.
I learned it was not safe to be angry or sad in my house, or even too happy.
Yep.
Right. So, you know, we have all these limiting beliefs around emotions as well that,
right.
So yeah, just even, I love that when you said in the tapping, like what I feel is valid.
Yes.
Because I think that's one thing that we weren't validated when the trauma, when we had the trauma, might not even been acknowledged. And then I hear also too, a lot of people say, oh, well, you should be over that by now. But if you've never fully felt it and addressed it and released it and validated it, right, for ourselves is what we're
right
here to do now,
right.
You're gonna, yeah, like, how can you?
Exactly.
You just get over it. Like, no,
right.
That's not kind to say that.
That's not kind. That's right. So have some self-compassion as you move through the process. And
compassion and curiosity.
Curiosity. Yes, absolutely. Curiosity. That's such a big one. Just be curious instead of labeling it. Just be curious. That's interesting that this is showing up. I wonder why, you know, and sometimes that can even be enough. So,
and not blaming
anyway.
Ourselves too. I think that's another thing that happens, you know, even though with our spirituality and everything, like, did we ask for this? Like, we created this. Yes. And that doesn't mean we should beat ourselves up for it or blame ourselves for it, right? Because we're human.
That's right. And we were not born to suffer. We're not born to suffer. And so give yourself some leeway in knowing that you have the power, you have the ability, you have permission to feel good in your body, in your life, in your relationships, you know, all of that. You have permission to do that regardless of how you were raised or how you grew up or things that have happened.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So you have a gift for us, a 5-day anxiety relief challenge. Can you tell us, what does this involve, this 5-day
Sure.
challenge?
Yeah. Sign up every day. You'll get an email from me with a new video. And each video is less than 10 minutes and it addresses different types of stress and anxiety. And it'll show you how you can use tapping to release it and let it go so that you can learn how to use tapping for yourself. Again, I'm going to come back and say if there's trauma, or I mean, these are all very simple tapping sequences. I promise you, they're not meant to be triggering in any way, shape, or form. But if you are someone that you know gets triggered easily, make sure you reach out and work with somebody who can help you with it. But other than that, every day, this will remind you to do tapping less than 10 minutes every day. And I can pretty much guarantee it will set you up for having a great day, feeling great in your body, and
But
create a new
morning is the
awareness
best
for
time.
you.
Morning is the best time usually.
I think morning's the best time, but
I
sometimes people,
agree.
children, or they have, things that where it can be hard sometimes. So you can do it really any time of the day. But I do always, I do, I'm a big advocate for morning tapping. Before you pick up your phone and start scrolling through, social media or your emails,
Oh, right.
instead just tap for a few minutes, just tap for a few minutes and then step out of bed and then you can do those things. Because, when you wake up, you may think it's meaningless, and just a way to just sort of wake yourself up or just sort of see what's going on in the world. But what's happening really is that every, let's say you're on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, every post you see is going to create some emotion for you. And sometimes it can create stress, anxiety, sometimes jealousy, sometimes anger, and so is that really how you want to start your day every day with someone else dictating how you should be feeling based on what they're posting? You got enough stuff going on in your own life. So focus on you and yourself. When you wake up in the morning, how do you feel? What do you want your day to look like? What is the trajectory for your day? Are you feeling anxious about your day? Do you want to step out with like a bounce in your step and feeling excited and being uplifted and, filled with energy and high vibration? Then, you can go through and do the tapping just for that.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Julie, because I feel like whether it's tapping or whatever modality you're using, first thing in the morning, and that's usually when people don't give themselves the time. But I know for me, in order to work with and heal that past trauma, I have to set myself up in the beginning of the day. I'm one of those people that, because of it, my trauma was every day growing up. It was happening every day. I would wake up in a state of, and I didn't realize this till I started to go down this deeper healing path, but I was in a constant level, probably 10 out of 10 anxiety, but I just wasn't aware of it,
Which is so
right?
interesting because then that showed up as MS for you, right? Which is a nervous
Absolutely.
system. Yeah, it's so
Yep,
interesting and so
absolutely.
amazing that you healed that for yourself. It's
It's
phenomenal.
it's crazy. So even now, with all the healing I've done, I still wake up with probably 4 out of 5. And so the morning time is for me to help bring that down, so then I can have a day that is more easeful. So yes,
Wonderful.
I whether it's so everybody, whether it is tapping as we're talking about today, or journaling, or any of the other modalities, taking, like you said,
Be
Julie,
proactive.
5 minutes, 5 minutes, a breathing practice, tapping, whatever it is, to bring your nervous system down so that you can actually move through your day with a little more ease and grace, I think is
Absolutely.
one of those little nuggets of wisdom we need to remember and carve out time for,
It's a form of self-care and self-love.
Totally.
It's a form of self-love. And so you're
Absolutely.
giving love to anybody watching that. You give love to all the people in your life. It might be your parents, your kids, a partner, whoever it is. You give love to all the people. Show up for yourself and provide some self-love for you. And that is, it's an act of self-love to do tapping, journaling, taking a few minutes for yourself every morning and just coming back to you and saying, what do I need today? What do I need? I'm just going to listen and see what that is.
Well, and I think that's again super important, because one of the things that happens when we have these past traumas that are still unresolved, there has been a lot of us in those survival patterns, right? Going, doing, people pleasing, all of that, and we are always giving, right? But we aren't necessarily giving to ourselves. So this is a beautiful way to do that with, again, with tapping and any of the modalities that you guys are learning about, taking that time. You deserve it, right? You deserve
Absolutely, you
it.
do.
Well,
Thank
thank you
you.
so much, Julie, for being here and sharing your powerful EFT tapping with us today.
Thank you
And
so much. I really appreciate it.
absolutely. We need as many tools as we can in our toolbox right now,
Yes, we do.
especially on the planet. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who is a part of this event. And remember that if you're here, you are likely a leader, whether you think you are or not. And so please feel free to share this event with others in your life without expectation. Share and release. And make sure that you are taking time out, as me and Julie have just been talking about, to listen to all the amazing conversations and finding your next piece of your healing puzzle, because I know that's why you are here. So, and make sure to grab Julie's gift, 5-day anxiety relief challenge, and all of the other amazing gifts that resonate with you. And my greatest wish is for you to have more peace, joy, and love, and again, to fully live your soul's purpose here. So thank you, everybody, and see you soon. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much.